There's good news for tea and coffee drinkers this morning. An international team of scientists has found caffeine can help manage stress and potentially prevent conditions like depression and memory loss. Stephanie Smale reports.
Caffeine and stress are two common elements of a busy working day, but a new study has found one could help cancel the other out. Rodrigo Cunha is a professor of neuropharmacology at Portugal's University of Coimbra. His team fed mice caffeine in their drinking water, then put some of the animals under stress. He explains caffeine had a calming effect.
If the animal is not stressed, there isn't a very evident change in physiological parameters of the animal nor of behaviour. However, if you introduce changes to the lifestyle of the animals, what we see is that they cope much better.
Associate Professor Cunha and his colleagues in Boston and Brazil have found caffeine acts to block a stress-related chemical and prevent associated issues such as memory loss.
What caffeine is doing is not to make the system work better. What caffeine is doing is avoiding the system going into a wrong way of working. So it's a prevention of a deterioration rather than an improvement.
He explains caffeine can have a major impact on brain function.
If you're a regular consumer of caffeine, then caffeine becomes a normalizer of the functioning, especially of brain circuits and associated behaviours. So there's a fundamental difference between the acute intake of caffeine and the regular consumption of caffeine.
Associate Professor Cunha points out previous studies have found caffeine can help to fight depression, but he says it wasn't clear whether the act of buying caffeine cheered people up or whether it was the caffeine itself.
This study was the first to establish a causal link. It is indeed caffeine because, you know, mice didn't go to the coffee shop, mice didn't spend more time with each other, all those factors were controlled. The only variable was the intake of caffeine.
Rodrigo Cunha acknowledges humans have very different brains to mice and further investigation is needed, but he says this latest study is a step towards better treatments for stress and associated illnesses.
To try and design more potent and selective caffeine molecules to really target this receptor and eventually develop drugs that may interfere with mood dysfunction.
Associate Professor Rodrigo Cunha ending Stephanie Smale's report.